880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We got a great show today. We're going to talk about hot cars and hot times that our good friend Larry's in. Also talk to him about Marlins baseball. We're going to talk about international family office networking between the U.S. and China with the iLead program. Then we're going to talk about how to manage your pain and rehab yourself effectively with a physiatrist. Dr. Andrew Sherman is our special UHealth guest. And then we're going to end the show with me talking about what I believe are going to happen as the Fed starts to raise interest rates. The market was down just a tad, but while I was looking at Bloomberg, I found a brand new app called Mercat. I'm using it to stream live on the internet right now. So if you want to, check us out on the internet. Look for me on Twitter at Jim Freed. D, it's all yours. Bring us back real fast for Larry Zinn.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed care with expertise that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, and a first service and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350.
Larry?
That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on with Larry Zinn. We've got Larry Zim. We're going to talk about a bunch of good stuff, especially the Land Rover Discovery Sport, which I think these are on the road now, aren't they, Larry?
They're not on the road yet. It's going to release next month. We just had a demo in for about a week, and that car is awesome. About a week and a half ago, I was out in Arizona to test drive them through the desert.
Hey, Larry, you're on a bad cell phone. Can you call back in? Okay, call right back. We're going to have Larry call him back. He's getting squelched on his cell phone. We're going to talk about the Land Rover Discovery Sport. And then we're going to follow up after this segment. We're going to talk with Jeremiah Schnee. He's the founder of the Wealth and Values Institute. And we're going to talk about his iLead program, which is going to help the family offices in China and the United States network together. It's going to be an awesome interview. You want to make sure you stick with us for the second half with Jeremiah Schnee, founder of the Wealth and Value Initiative. And looks like Larry's back on his cell phone. D, how's it sound now? Looks like it's doing good. D, put up Larry and let's get going with Larry. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Doesn't look like it's so good. D, how we doing? All right, Larry, are you back?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you better now, Larry. So, you know, you brought in the one demo Land Rover Discovery Sport and you drove that around. Tell me.
It's a really cool because it's the only car in its segment that has three rows. So the way that they use space on the inside of this car was really, really innovative.
Yeah, these are not the big ones. These are kind of smaller?
This is smaller, actually. It's slightly larger than the Range Rover Evoque. So for a car of that size that has three rows, it's really, really unique.
Well, talk about how it operated in South Florida traffic, because we know that's full of orange cones that people typically try to avoid, and a lot of other speeding cars, which you hopefully avoid also.
Well, you know, it is an all-wheel drive vehicle, so it is great in the rain. It does have ground clearance as well, so if there ever is any flooding, which, as you know, every few months we get something big, this is a car that's definitely going to get you through it. And, you know, not to mention it's going to get you there comfortably and is quite fuel efficient.
Oh, Larry, you're right at the right spot now to talk to us on your phone. So stay wherever you are, man. Now you're sounding good. So the Land Rover, Range Rover Discovery Sport, you know, a lot of the cars that you guys sell with Land Rover and Range Rover, there's a wait list. Is there a wait list for this?
You know, we don't expect a wait list on this car because it's coming out of a brand new plant where they're going to be able to produce whatever they need. And also they have plans for the Chinese market coming up. So we won't have to worry about sharing production with them like we have on previous models.
Oh, that's great, because I know you've had a little bit of a wait list on some of your other cars. Now, what other stuff have you got going on this summer in the community? I know you guys do some great community events. What have you got coming up?
Let's see. We just sponsored the Children's Bereavement Center. We did a giveaway on a vehicle for a week to the highest bidder with a $2,500 value. We donated it, so the money will all go towards the Children's Bereavement Center. As we get towards the summer, too, we're looking to do another Cars Cause charity event, which I know you've attended before.
Oh, I love those. Floyd's going to be helping you out with that stuff, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we like to put a big car show together. All the money goes towards Wounded Warriors, and that's a really great event as well, something that I'm always very fond of doing. And on our side, a non-charity related event, we're going to have the launch of the all-new Discovery Sport coming later in April.
Well, what's that going to be? You mean you invite people over, they get to try it out?
Well, you know, everybody will get to see it up in person, up close, get inside it, and then after that, we'll have it at the store for everyone to drive as well.
Well, I know Vivian's going to want to check that out because she's been all over me to get one of those, and if you finally got one that there isn't a wait list on, I know she's going to be pushing me hard. I've seen the Evoques going all over town, and how does this rate as far as comparing it to Evoques as far as handling and power?
Same powertrain as you're going to have in the Evoque. It's a little bit larger. It's a little bit longer, but it made very good use of aluminum. Still pretty light and very efficient. And you know, it's a little bit more utilitarian in that it's really, you know, meant to be a more rugged than what we have in the Evoque. You know, you can be able to get seven people in there, go out camping. The Evoque's really, really plush.
Yeah, I've seen the Evoques. They come and go on the highway. They zip right by me usually, and I've got the Infiniti, and it's tough to zip by. It's tough to zip by me. I love the car. So,
and you know, it's priced right, Jim. This car is going to start at $37,000.
Whoa! So it's affordable for everybody. Can you buy? Can you also lease it?
Absolutely, and we're anticipating a $399 lease at the time of launch. So. We'll see if that happens. That's what we're hoping for.
Wow, that sounds affordable. I mean, that's right in the sweet spot of just about everybody else. Now,
this car is a real segment buster, Jim. I'm really excited for this one.
Now, are they going to come? What are the colors that they're going to come in? Because I've seen the Evoque in some really cool metallic type colors. What do you got here?
They're going to have an orange, all sorts of new stuff actually that we've never seen before. So that's really.
Larry, you're costing me money here. I just got a text from Vivian that she wants the car. All right.
Maybe I can save you money on this one.
Hey, well, you never know. Listen, I know this for sure, is that she is getting ready to come off her lease. And, we get those emails from everybody that the lease is up. You should come in and get your new car. So I guess I'm closing in on probably by this summer, which is decent out in April, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, wait, I got another her. She wants it in black. Is it going to come in black?
Of course. It's in black.
My wife is a trip. You know, she's such a cute girl. So, Larry, let's talk a little bit about what we really want to talk about besides cars, which is sports. You know, we've got the Marlins coming up. It looks like they've made some good moves. What do you think is going on with the Marlins this year?
I'm really excited.
Larry, we're having a real tough time hearing you. I don't know where you're physically located, but you've really got to try to get a better signal because we really are getting squelched.
Can you hear me?
Up and down, Larry. Up and down. Are you inside? Can you call me back on a hard line? We lost Larry. Hello, Larry? We lost Larry. I think he hung up. All right. Well, listen, we've been talking with Larry Zinn. We've been talking about the Land Rover Discovery Sport, the fact that these will not be on a wait list, that you'll get really funky colors, that it's got a great powertrain, and that it's going to start at just $399. It sounds like a really awesome car. I can't wait to see it. And I know that one thing about Larry is he's coming with me to opening day. We're going to talk about the Marlins and opening day as soon as we can get Larry and his gerbil working a little bit better on that cell phone. D, are we hearing him a little better now? All right. We got Larry. Larry, are you back?
I'm back.
Oh, that sounds a heck of a lot better, Lair.
I'm back. Yeah, you know, sometimes I want to throw my phone, and then I realize that's probably a pretty bad idea.
Yeah, no, it's not the right idea. So, Larry, listen, we're going to be sitting behind home plate, right on the aisle, opening day. Can't wait to go. What do you think about the Marlins this season?
You know, I'm really excited. I think we got a step in the right direction. We got the youngest, best outfield in the major leagues. I love that they signed Ichiro because we're going to get to see him all the time, and that guy's a legend. And the pitching staff looks strong.
Yeah, I'm very excited about everything. And the one thing is, if you've been watching some of the preseason games, you've got this awesome ad with Giancarlo Stanton in, and it just looks like he's ready to take the top off the ball. And I met Morse when I went for batting practice. They had a season ticket holder batting practice, and he seemed like he's really, really excited to be here, and he's been tearing it up this summer.
Yeah, I'm very excited that we were able to hold on to him. I think that guy, you know, we have a chance at him being a surefire Hall of Famer and one of the best to ever play. You know, this is like one of those situations when we had Miguel Cabrera, and you knew the guy was going to be really special for the long term, and we ended up losing him. This is a guy that we're going to be able to keep, and hopefully we'll have him through the entire term of his contract.
Yeah, I'm very excited because it seems like the Marlins are now operating like a real baseball team, locking up their young guys, too, like Christian Yelich. Very exciting. Met that kid at a couple of different events. He's just an absolutely awesome guy.
Yeah, that was a big signing, Jim. You know, I think it's going to restore a lot of faith for the people in Miami that we are dedicated to winning and, you know, not just collecting on the revenue share.
Well, you know, this really is a good sports town. It doesn't really just happen when you're a winner. It happens. People in this town follow people that have a plan. You don't really have to win. You just have to be putting out effort. This is a town that will reward good, solid effort. You remember that from the early seasons of the Heat when they weren't winning, but they were still gutting it out and playing tough and hard-nosed. And I'm really hoping that the Marlins will play that kind of ball, too, this year.
I think they will. I think this is going to be a really, really great season. We're going to surprise a lot of people.
Now, I want to just get back for 1 second to the Land Rover Discovery Sport because I'm getting emails here from my wife. It's not stopping. She really wants to get it. She wants me to make sure you save her one in black. When are these hitting the market? When are they coming in? When are we going to go to that opening party?
We're expecting that the vehicles will be available towards the end of next month, and then the party will be in the beginning of next month. So, Jim, I'll send you an invitation.
Oh, yeah. Please send me an invitation. I can't wait to go. Larry, what other cars do you have that are on special right now?
Well, you know, as you know, for most manufacturers, this is the end of their fiscal year. So the lease programs at all of our stores are really, really strong. Over at Jaguar, we've got some great lease programs. Infiniti, really good stuff going on right now, especially on the Q50 and QX60 like Vivian has. So this is an exciting month for us. You know, typically December and March are two of the best months of the year.
Wow, I always thought it was December. So you taught me something new. I got to start buying in March then. You know, we've only got about a minute left, Larry. How do people reach you guys?
You can always see us at www.warrenhenryauto.com. Follow us on social media at Warren Henry Auto, or call us at 305-690-6006.
Well, I can't wait to go to the new party for the Land Rover Discovery Sport. I'm going to bring all my social stuff. We'll bring Johnny. We'll blow it up socially. We're going to have a great time. And make sure Peter's there to support us on social media. Say hey to Ismet, Frank, and the rest of my friends over there. May, I love coming over there. It's great to be part of the Warren Henry family.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good being on the show today. Sorry for the phone troubles, and looking forward to seeing you soon.
We'll see you soon, Larry. We're going to go to the ball game in just under 10 days, Larry, so get ready. We're hitting the Marlins, and thanks again for being on the show today.
All right, talk to you soon.
You got it. D, it's all yours. We'll be back real soon, right after this with Jeremiah Schnees, the founder of the Wealth and Values Institute. We're going to talk about networking family offices in China and the United States. Back after this. All right, I love that song because I'm always rolling down the highway with my Warren Henry Infiniti, and when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. My wife is going to get one of those Land Rover Discovery Sports. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to be with Warren Henry. They've got exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always our friends and your friends at Warren Henry.
Think about your best conversations. They are the ones that came from being in the right place at the right time. South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine gives you all the talking points you need for your business success. Visit sfbwmag.com to make sure you and your business are part of our conversation.
For us, there was no offseason. We committed to getting better. We poured our sweat, our hearts, and our souls into building something great. Because the path to greatness starts long before the first pitch is thrown. It's our time, Miami. Experience the incredible, live, only in Marlins Park.
Visit Marlins.com for a season ticket package starting at just $6 a ticket.
Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and this is exciting. We are now going real deep on the family office space. We've got Jeremiah Schnee, founder of the Wealth and Values Institute. It's a rapidly growing community of legacy families or passionate to learn and apply best practices, and he's co-founded the iLead event, and it helps the U.S. and Chinese second-generation business leaders get together. Welcome to the show, Jeremiah.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure.
All right. Now, Jeremiah, let's get right into it. Who should attend your iLead program?
Well, thank you, Jim. We are interested in two categories, Jim. Next-generation legacy family members with a high appetite to innovate and to develop a global business action network with their peers around the world. And the other category, Jim, is first-generation wealth creators. So they don't have to be part of a elite family to be fully participative here, but they need to have that legacy family vision for the future.
Now, let's take a step back, because I asked who should attend before I even discussed what it was all about. Leave it to me to jump ahead. So tell us a little bit about what the event is and how you're bringing Chinese and American families together.
Will do, Jim. And maybe it would be helpful to step back half a step and just talk a little bit quickly about what a legacy family is.
Sure.
So a legacy family generally involves complex intergenerational wealth. So even if we're talking about a first-generation wealth creator, let's say where the family is not in the operating business, chances are that the wealth is going to be transferred to other family members sooner or later. So between operating business involvement, co-investments, philanthropic endeavors, or whatever, many family systems in this space are regarded as legacy families. Now, when you look at the U.S., it's amazing. There are over 3,000 single-family offices, Jim. And single-family offices generally aren't even practical for families to consider until they've got about $100 million in net worth or in assets. And then you've got thousands of other families that have not set up a formal family office but have that kind of wealth and just want to keep it less formal. Now, when you look at the statistics around these families, a lot of folks think they live charmed lives. But, Jim, sometimes there's trouble in paradise. So I can explain, if you want me to go a little further, what the statistics show and why it is that we created the Legacy Family Community and the iLead program.
For sure, but I want to just make sure we get everything in. So it's up to you, whatever you'd like to focus on. But I really think it's important to talk about what these families are, because, I mean, you know, after somebody makes money, then it starts to dissipate into the different generations unless somebody brings it all together.
Well, exactly, Jim. You nailed it. Because, you see, by the end of the second generation, by statistics, 60% of the wealth is dissipated. And by the end of the third generation, by statistic, 90% is dissipated. And these are smart people with MBA kids and a lot of good advisors.
Wow.
Now, when you survey them, they will say to you, and this is all scientific, bad deals, bad taxes, bad advice. That's why we're in this situation. And of course, there's the expansion of the numbers in the family, and that, of course, will generally dilute the wealth, but that's not the driver. But when you actually look at the statistics and the source reasons why, it's because there's a breakdown of trust and communication between generations. The first generation generally knows the value of the buck, created it out of nothing, brilliantly successful, but probably driven. And the second generation grows up on another planet of reception, sometimes entitlement. It's a totally different culture, and that's a challenge. So that to address these challenges and the statistics and to figure out how to beat those statistics, we've delved deeply into thought leadership and a number of other aspects. And that was the genesis of the foundation of the Wealth and Values Initiative and the Legacy Family Community that is growing.
Wow. You know, that's why the young man that was on before you, Larry's in, he's third generation. It's just amazing how he's been able to keep it rolling. He's just an absolute superstar. So it's wild that so much value dissipates over time. So you've got these next-gen people and first-gen people. You're putting them together across the world. I mean, it sounds so exciting. I really would love to hear more.
Well, thanks. So here's what happened. The legacy families, and we're gaining about one or two a month. We don't advertise. We have a certain code of conduct, which goes around what we call the dolphin culture. You know, if you swim with sharks, you bleed in the water. We've all got the scars.
Oh, boy.
So we want to be dolphins, and there's a whole code of conduct around how that works. But and hopefully we have time. But if not, those are the kinds of families that are being attracted to this effort. And when we surveyed those families, Jim, they said to us, look, there are a lot of worthy groups of high net worth families and so on. Help us with the kids. Help us with the next generation. And so a group of us, including Peter Cuneo, who is the guy that took Marvel out of bankruptcy and sold it to Disney for $4.5
billion. Sure.
Paul DuPont, the Pitcairn family. There's some wonderful families and some others that aren't as well known but equally wonderful. They all got together and said, let's start to do something that nobody else is doing. And hence, what was born, Jim, was M&I. Now, that's not mergers and acquisitions. That's mentorship and internship. So we began to mentor next gens and then find internships in other families of different businesses with different family cultures and different philosophies to place them in so that they could gain perspective and then find, as they clarified their career, whether they wanted to go back into the family business much more mature and seasoned or go off on their own. And what happened at that point was we were approached by the Chung Kong Graduate School of Business, which is essentially the leading privately owned executive ed program in China. They have revenues of $100 million a year. 50% of those come from exec ed, so that's not MBA or undergrad. It's seasoned execs that want to come back and network and learn best practices so they can get wealthier and more successful together. And it was endowed by a guy by the name of Li Kai-shing, who is kind of the Bill Gates of China. And they said to us, look, we love what you're doing with these families, third, fourth, and fifth generation families that are active with you. We really need to connect on a personal level, not just a philosophical or an academic level, because we have one kid, we have 40 or 45 years of wealth creation, not four and five generations, and we really want to understand what can we do to learn what's transferable and develop family legacies that will be sustainable for ourselves. And that was the launch and the beginning of the I Lead program, which doesn't stand, by the way, for I Myself Lead. It stands for intergenerational leadership. And I can explain more if you want.
Jeremiah, we've only got about a minute left in this segment. What I'd like to know is, can you stick around? We've got a segment coming up with the University of Miami Health System. And then at about a quarter to seven, we'd have some more time. Can you stick around or call back in about 10 minutes? Because I really want to dive in to what the takeaways are at this kind of an event.
Happy to do it, Jim. It's a full immersion program that launches this June with approximately 25 to 30 next gens from around the world, U.S., China, and other cultures. And it's fascinating. It's very unique. And we'd love to have some of your listeners join us if they qualify and if they have that visionary appetite.
Well, do me a favor, Jeremiah. Hang in there for just a few minutes, or if you like, you could call us back in about 15 minutes. I want to pick up on this in the fourth quarter of the show. Would you please do that for us?
Be happy to, Jim. So I'll call in, what, about quarter two?
Call in actually about 20 of, okay?
Will do.
Thanks, Jeremiah. We're going to have more with Jeremiah Schnee and I Lead a little bit later in the show. Coming up after the break, we've got Andrew Sherman. He's a physiatrist. I don't know what that means. Neither do you. We're going to find out right now, back after this. D, it's all yours.
I think I'm going to Kathmandu. I think it's really where I'm going to.
Oh, man, I would like to play that the whole time. But, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with Warren Henry Advantage. And that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
Hey, as a high-powered business executive, I demand the best for my health, and so do you. With the U Health Executive Physical, that's what you'll get from the moment you schedule your appointment. You can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from a personal concierge that'll guide you through your visit and get you a customized preventive health care plan that's going to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust U Health to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738. Again, 305-243-2738. Oh, gosh, I got another read, too. That's right. I want to read about Lauren's Kids. I want to make sure that everybody goes out and checks out Lauren's Kids. Go on laurenskids.org. She's walking across the state to prevent child sexual abuse. Nothing is more important than protecting our future. You heard Jeremiah talking about how these big families protect their future. Protect your kids. Go to laurenskids.org and learn why it's okay to tell.
And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
In Miami-Dade, westbound MacArthur Causeway, minor delays after Biscayne Boulevard due to a broken-down vehicle blocking the left lane. Also stop and go southbound Palmetto from Northwest 103rd Street to Don Shula Expressway due to an earlier crash. Also slow go on northbound 95 from Brickell Avenue to the Golden Glades. And in Broward, it's a slow ride traveling south on 95 from State Route 84 to Griffin Road. Also delays on northbound 95 from State Route 84 to Cypress Creek Road. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are now on with our special U Health guest, Dr. Andrew L. Sherman. He's a physiatrist. I hope I got that right. I have no idea what that really is, but I know he's going to tell us. Welcome to the show, Dr. Sherman.
Hi, Jim. How are you today?
I'm feeling great, but that doesn't mean I don't need pain management and rehabilitation, but that's not what a physiatrist does, is it?
Well, that's part of what a physiatrist does, actually. And, you know, the funny thing is I've been trying to tell for years my grandmother what a physiatrist is. Here I graduated from medical school after 4 years of college and 4 years of residency, and I'm still trying to explain to her what it is that I am and what it is that I do. But I will explain it to you and your guests.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, so in the end, what a physiatrist is a physician, MD or DO, of physical medicine and rehabilitation. And we really consider ourselves experts in nerve, muscle, bone injuries. We treat injuries and illnesses that affect how you move. We treat the whole person rather than a specific individual piece of your body.
Wow.
By treating the whole person, we consider ourselves doctors of function. We try and get people better moving, working, living, despite any of the impairments that they may develop.
Well, it sounds just like what I read when I talk about the University of Miami Health System and how you guys have the integrative approach.
Well, and that's why Dr. Physical Medicine Rehabilitation or physiatrist is actually perfectly placed for many of the complex patients that we see. We receive training in team management and interdisciplinary approach to treating pain, chronic injuries, acute injuries. We treat little things such as sprained fingers, sprained shoulders, sprained back, or all the way up to the big things, we call them the big things, brain injuries, stroke, spinal cord injuries, ooh, catastrophic injuries. And for those people, we treat them on large inpatient units where we have a team of professionals, including other physicians, but mainly physical therapists, occupational therapists, specialized nurses, speech therapists, psychologists, all working together under the leadership of the physiatrist to get the person to maximize their function.
Well, what's your particular specialty, doctor?
So I actually do specialize in the outpatient world. I specialize in pain management and musculoskeletal injuries. And that's where I spent the last 15 years of my work at the University of Miami.
Well, it sounds to me like if you can take people that are having pain and help them feel better, then it seems to me that what you're doing is extraordinarily cost effective in this world of the Affordable Care Act.
Well, we're not surgeons, and we like to say that it's sometimes hard to pinpoint what it is we actually do when we prevent a surgery. We prescribe physical therapies, we prescribe medications, we prescribe injections. We talk to the patient. We find out what they want, what they need, what their goals are. And most of the time, surgery is not going to be the answer. Now, when it is, we have our partners who we consult and provide the referrals to, and we help them pinpoint actually what surgery should be done and why. And ultimately, when it comes down to what we do, we add life to years rather than years to life. And that's how we feel like we prevent illness, disability down the road, and we become a real cost-effective specialty for society.
Wow, it sounds terrific, because I know that when you get in there and you, let's just say somebody hurts their back, the last thing they want to do is surgery. The first thing they want to do is something that's non-invasive that really brings things together, like nutrition and rehabilitative medicine, I guess. So it sounds like you're the right guy for that.
Well, and yeah, that's why I love what I do. I just love seeing the patients get better without having to undergo such an invasive surgery when they can do that. And quite often they can do that. And it's a matter of giving them the confidence and showing them how and getting them sometimes just back to being active again. Many people who get hurt come to me and they say, well, I got hurt a month ago and I've just done nothing. I'm scared. I can't move. I don't want to move. I might hurt something worse. And I just sometimes reassurance and sending them to a good exercise program is enough just to turn the big boat around and get them sailing in the right direction.
So it sounds like the type of patients is quite broad-based, and so is the type of problems that the physiatrist can take care of.
And that's part of our training. Our training, it really is true. I mean, we go from, when you go from brain injury and stroke all the way down to a simple herniated disc or a simple pulled muscle in a leg or a back, you really get to see all kinds of people, and we take care of kids too. And kids have all kinds of musculoskeletal ailments and sometimes catastrophic injuries. And we see remarkable recovery and really appreciative parents and kids. So it makes the whole thing very worthwhile.
Well, this numbness that I've had in my leg, it certainly doesn't want to make believe that a herniated disc is just a little thing. It sounds like you have a pretty broad-based practice that handles all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah, and we take care of very complex situations, and that's why we really are trained, and then we practice that training with a multi and interdisciplinary team. And we really do consult with neurologists and surgeons, as well as physical therapists and all the other professionals that I talked to you about, to really decide, is that numbness something that can be reversed? Is that numbness something that we need to teach the patient how to maximize their function, even though the numbness may be a bother? There may be things worse than numbness, which is terrible pain, which is also something that we manage.
Sounds like you got your assistant back there in the office there, Doc.
it's hard to know what comes through, but those little yips can be heard, I think.
That doesn't matter. It just makes it more fun. It's nice to know that you're not just a doctor or a regular guy, too. Now, let's see. I know that you... You've been all kinds of areas and specialties that you've been doing in the past, but what are some of the plans, the specialty plans going into the future for you personally, and then what are the future plans of UM in this specialty?
So this is a real exciting time for UM. UM has really recognized recently the importance of this field in treating the entire continuum of the patient from the beginning all the way through what we call post-acute care, which is at the end. And so in partnership with Jackson Memorial Hospital through their bond offering, in partnership with UM, has plans to build a very large multi-million dollar rehabilitation facility, inpatient, outpatient with clinics, 90-bed hospital, where our department and our trainees will be able to care for patients. And it's also in partnership with the Miami Project to Cure Paralysis, so there will be research going on, cutting-edge research, into areas such as spinal cord injury and spinal pain.
You know, it sounds like you're really getting ready to increase the quality of life of many, many people if you're going to have 90 beds in your facility. Where are you going to have that located?
Well, it's going to be located on campus of Jackson Memorial Hospital and the University of Miami Medical School. And it's going to be a tremendous asset to the city of Miami. It really is going to help move forward the care of patients who need rehabilitation management.
Now, is this facility fully funded?
I don't think it is at this point, but for the most part, it is. It's through the bond offering. There was also a donation made by Lois Pope from the Miami Project to Cure Paralysis.
Sure.
And that's all going to go into making the facility the best state-of-the-art facility that it can be. But certainly there'll be a drive to raise more funds, and there's going to be a groundbreaking in late April, I believe, for the facility.
Well, make sure you invite us so we can cover that. And how do people get more information or get in touch with you so that they can find out more and access your facility? Because it sounds like it can appeal to a lot of people that have been having problems but didn't know what to do.
Well, they can call the University of Miami and ask for the Department of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, and they can ask for a physician such as myself or one of the partners or one of our specialists in brain and spinal cord injury, brain injuries or strokes, or just rehabilitation in general, who can listen to their needs and listen to their problems and hopefully give them some answers.
Well, it really sounds terrific. It sounds like you're really providing a great benefit to the public, especially if you can keep even one person for just even a short period of time from having to get, invasive surgery by just doing some rehab and some modest medication. It sounds like you're really heading in the right direction and keeping costs down for us all.
Well, that's why I love the field. It's been a tremendous ride for me for the last 15 years down here at the University of Miami. I love it down at the University of Miami, and I've really been able to, help out quite a bit.
Well, listen, I think we've created a great piece of content that you can send to your grandmother so that she can learn what you really do.
Yeah, that's something that we all struggle with the word physiatrist.
Well, listen.
But hopefully it really is going to be some education here that that others that are listening to this show can sort of understand that we do have something really good to offer. And if they want to come see us, we're happy to provide that service.
I got to get you back on the show with Ashwin Mehta. The two of you bring it all together. We're really excited to have you, and Ashwin is part of our guests here. Thank you so much, Dr. Sherman. Looking forward to having you on again real soon and going to the groundbreaking in just a few weeks.
You bet. Thank you, Jim.
It's my pleasure. Dr. Andrew Sherman, physiatrist, University of Miami Health System. We call him UHealth on the show. We'll be right back after this with more from Jeremiah Schnee and his iLead, his family office, Next Gen, China and United States. Back after this. D, it's all yours. All right, everybody. You know, it's a good business to give your customers what they want. And the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you're buying or leasing any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Up, up, and away, a two-run home run for Giancarlo Stanton.
For us, there was no offseason. We committed to getting better. We poured our sweat, our hearts, and our souls into building something great. Because the path to greatness starts long before the first pitch is thrown. It's our time, Miami. Experience the incredible, live, only in Marlins Park.
Visit Marlins.com for a season ticket package starting at just $6 a ticket.
Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we're talking more family office, international family office with China and the United States. We're here with Jeremiah Snee. He is the founder of the Wealth and Values Initiative and also the person that's organizing the ILEAD, the International Leadership Entrepreneurial Accelerated Development Program. It's coming up this summer. Jeremiah, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, now we laid the predicate for what the program was. Let's talk about some of the takeaways, because we've got all these families. They want to protect their wealth. They want a network. They like their privacy. They like to hang together. So tell us what they're going to learn when they go to your program.
Thank you. Well, many tracks in parallel. I would say, Jim, that a key track is that they will emerge with the foundation for what we call a global business action network. So when you bring together spectacular families and or first-generation wealth creators who may not be from elite families, but they have that vision and that passion and that appetite, you have an amazing mix. It so happens that the Asian families and the Chinese families in particular are very interested in deploying their wealth outside of the country for diversification reasons. And it also so happens that a lot of legacy families here and other business folks want to find partners who are reliable and with whom they've earned trust, which is what happens when you are in a full immersion program of this type, which I'll explain if you want in terms of the logistics and the curriculum. So I think it's that long-term global business action network driven by the next gen, the younger people, and then looping back through their parents who are probably old school or semi-old school, who then can connect. So what we're doing is we're connecting one family at a time through this process. So that's one dimension, and I can explain others if you wish.
Well, it seems to me like it would be great because they're going to learn how to do business in the U.S. and China, and they're going to deepen the relationships and also, I guess, exchange values and family legacies and kind of talk about how it works in their family and bring stories together and anecdotal information to help each other.
Well, that's right, Jim. And the guidance provided to achieve those ends is driven by this peer-to-peer because it's a wonderful, authentic, creative experience, and the young people can really sharpen their networking skills, their bonding skills, and their partnering skills, not to mention learning critical cross-cultural skills in a global business age. But it's also under the mentorship of faculty. Now, this is no normal faculty. There are a lot of executive ed programs, and they're all worthy, with business school professors, and so on. The driver for our faculty is wealth creators, people like Peter Cuneo, Paul DuPont, and others, people who have been there, done that, and can share not only extraordinary experiences and wisdom, but also open doors for this elite cohort, which we're, by the way, tailoring so that if someone does apply to the program, and it does start in June, I'll tell you the dates and so on, they fill out an application, we listen very carefully and then commit to writing what is their view of their big op in their career as well as that of their family and or their business, and how is it that we can actually tailor particularly some of the high-level exposures in Philly, New York, and in Beijing and Shanghai, because the program involves the cohort in both places, so that they can get face time with some of the most powerful folks that would take them 10 or 20 years to develop if they could at all, and thus emerge with a jump start to implement.
Now, Jeremiah, we only have 1 minute left in this segment, so please tell me, how do people get in touch with you, and how do they get more information if they're interested in joining your program?
Well, thank you. Jim, the program starts June 7th and goes to the 17th here in America, breaks for a month, and then resumes in July for another week and a half or so, Beijing and Shanghai. Now, the website is ilead.ckgsb.info. There's also a Twitter handle, Twitter at ilead2015. And also, I would strongly encourage that folks email us at mposwistillo, P-O-S-W-I-S-T-I-L-O, at nextopgroup.com, nextopgroup.com, and we will be happy to interview them, connect them, and launch from there.
It sounds like an amazing opportunity for a lot of people that listen to the show. Jeremiah, thanks for coming back. Thanks for being on for two segments. We look forward to working with you and the rest of the Dolphins in the family office space.
Thanks, Jim. You're doing fantastic work, and I look forward to building together with you and your listening audience.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, I did tease that I was going to talk about what was going to happen as interest rates begin to rise. I was quoted this week in The Real Deal in Miami. So as interest rates continue to rise, one of the big impacts beyond the fact that it's going to cost more to borrow money is that the dollar will strengthen. Now, we've been fighting a strong dollar. It's not something we really like here in South Florida because the strong dollar makes all of our products here in the United States stronger. It takes more of the foreign currency to buy. So as the interest rates rise, it's going to make South Florida real estate more expensive to buy and perhaps slow down some of the international investment we've been seeing. Of course, on the flip side, people that have already invested here have really made a coup in investing in South Florida, and the value of their investment against their currency is increasing dramatically, not only with the natural increase in value, but also with the decrease in their home currencies. I want to thank our guest today. I want to thank Jeremiah Snee, the founder of the Wealth and Values Initiative, and talking about his iLead program. I want to thank Larry Zinn for talking to us about the Land Rover Discovery Sport and giving us his spin on the Marlins. I want to thank Andrew L. Sherman, physiatrist, for telling me exactly what a physiatrist is and actually making me want to see one instead of going to get my back worked on by somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. Maybe going there with Dr. Sherman, it helps you make your back feel better. And gosh darn it, I'm glad that he's on the show and in the community. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, U Health, the South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, our partners in media, the CCIMs. Next week, the CCIMs will be on. Make sure you tune in for updated real estate information. The NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, the Miami Marlins, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I said U Health, but I got to say it twice. And of course, Lawrence Kids. Get out there, go to lawrencekids.org and follow her on her walk and donate to protect our kids. Please go to our Facebook page and tell us you like our show and tell your friends, join our communities, give us feedback and comments. I'm at Freed on Business. I'm at Jim Freed on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website getting a bunch of hits. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our website this weekend at www.freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM, Thursday at 6, when we're having the CCIMs Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. I do this because I love it. I hope you love listening. All right, D, take it away.
Let's see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. Said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down the home.